We're going to look at crime in inner city Dublin. Locals say it's on the rise. Drugs have infested communities, while knife crime and intimidation are more commonplace. Now that's according to locals and community groups trying to tackle the issues. Cian McCormack has this report.
You're looking out your window there. What do you see?
Well, it's a minute nothing, but 90% of the time you would see somebody selling tablets on a regular basis.
This is 70-year-old Paddy Murdiff.
Like, I'm here 16 years and I don't feel as safe as I would have last year or the year before.
He lives in Dublin's northeast inner city.
This area is absolutely brilliant. 99% of it is absolutely ace. I love living in here. It just seems to be an underlying threat is probably the best way to describe it.
Shopkeeper Darrell O'Callaghan runs a shop on Sean McDermott Street. He's had trouble and been intimidated.
Somebody, a chancer, like somebody who comes in and they'll try to steal something, or they'll try to give you a dodgy 20, or maybe they'll ask you for change of 20 and then claim they gave you 50, you know, it'll be something small like that. If they don't know that you're not a pushover, they might start to threaten you with all sorts of ones, like, you know what I mean, your shop will be burnt or you'll be shot, or, but that's generally not local people.
Like, have you been told your shop will be burnt?
Yeah, but not by a local, not by somebody from the inner city, by people who've come in here to buy their drugs or maybe sell the drugs or whatever. For me, that's where most of the trouble comes from.
Intimidation, an upsurge in knife crime, and the undercurrent of drug-related violence prompted a Zoom meeting of the North Inner City Community Coalition in recent weeks.
The coalition is a broad church representing all interests and individuals in the northeast inner city. The areas we're talking about here are around Ballybock, North Wall, Sheriff Street, Five Lamps area, Buckingham Street, Sean McDermott Street and Summerhill. For some people, it would include parts of East Wall as well.
Noel Wardick, CEO of Dublin Inner City Community Co-op, was one of the conveners of the meeting.
140 people logged in to that call with overarching sentiment expressed. It was one of sadness that a community which people love is being subjected to this level of violence and ongoing drug-related intimidation.
Wardick says tackling poverty is a key solution.
While there has been an upsurge in crime and violence, the solution is basically you cannot arrest your way out of this problem. It is correct to say that the scale of drugs and the drug business in the northeast inner city is a scandal. And the fact that that has been allowed over many, many years to develop is completely unacceptable. And we see the consequences of that today.
In the southwest inner city, the executive director of Robert Emmett Community Development Project, Austin Campbell, agrees.
None of it happens in a vacuum. And I think that we need to understand why the crimes or why the intimidation or why these things are happening and acknowledge the link between the negative social outcomes to the crime and the antisocial behaviour.
Government has responded. It has put pilot projects in place. And in 2016, there was the Mulvey Report. Again, Noel Wardick.
The Taoiseach at the time, Enda Kenny, appointed Ciarán Mulvey to research the nature of the problems in the area. The Mulvey Report was issued. And following that, the government created the North East Inner City Task Force. And the task force has been very effective. Substantial resources have been invested.
But it hasn't been successful if you're calling a meeting amongst different community groups.
Yeah, no, what we would say is the North East Inner City has been successful as much as it can be successful. But the scale of the problem, as a result of decades and decades of neglect, these are some of the poorest communities in the country, requires vastly more resources per year. So that is the challenge.
The Minister for Justice and Garda Commissioner met last month about tackling violent crime in Dublin. A statement from the Department of Justice to this programme last night said they agreed strong community engagement and youth support services are key elements in preventing and reducing crime in any affected area, but particularly during the COVID-19 restrictions. Liz O'Connor, who works with young people in the Liberties and lives in the Oliver Bond flat, says more resources need to be found for young people, especially during the pandemic.
Well, there's an awful lot of antisocial in the whole area in the Liberties at the moment, and I think it's more prevalent now with the lockdown. The services are not, we really haven't got the services what we need to address the issues with the younger people.
So what would be a solution then?
We need more education on the likes of the petty crime and knife crime, which is on the rise all over Dublin.
Liz O'Connor, who works with young people in the Liberties, ending that report from Cian McCormack.